Now that she, Nancy was his grandmother, was his mother. Nancy was his mother. And Alan was her brother. Alan had 13 children. And Nancy, my mother tried for years to get in. Alan had a boy named Caleb. And
your mother's uncle?
My mother's uncle. He had a boy named Caleb and one named Pelham, P-E-L-H-A-M. Well, there were a lot of Pelhams named along through the years, and Pelham died, a bachelor, one of the Pelhams, I don't know which one. And he was a multimillionaire. Well, that money was put in escrow. Well, they tried and tried to get it. And there are a lot of people can on that line. Louis, Evans Dairy up there, Louis married that Thomas, her mother, her grandmother was in that line. And it goes back to the Revolutionary War. Well, money, the lawyers were sent out there. Mama wrote to Athens, Georgia, and got her people that were still living in Athens to, and she wrote to a lawyer in Athens and told him she'd given half for her part if he'd get it. And he told her that books could be written on the ones that money was still in escrow, and that the books could be written on that amount of money. And he wouldn't take it for that. She'd have to give him a lot more than what her half was. But they would go out there, and they'd pay him off after, and then he'd come back and wouldn't ever get anything. So last I heard of it, there was 300,000 or more still tied up. I guess the state of Texas got it. And the same thing was on my husband's side. He was, his was Norwood, and he had an uncle. His mother's, it was his mother's uncle, his mother's uncle. And his name was Basker, and so Norwood was named after him, and he wanted to adopt Norwood, and Miss Sally wouldn't let him. And he died a bachelor, and oil, see it was oil that got rich on in Texas. And he had an enormous fortune, and Norwood had his first, we gave his first cousin the power of attorney to go to Texas and get our share, and he came back. A first cousin now. And he came back and said that couldn't anything be done about him. And, but suddenly he blossomed. And everything around him blossomed, but he didn't live long, he died. Well, the woman whose mother got it all, she waited on, has been writing to me since Norwood died. And she sent me a book that carries the whole line and goes back to William the Conqueror. But she didn't have to work. She had all that money to do that with. And she traveled and got all the background of all of them from state to state and wherever it was. And so she's gotten in there. And she asked me for our line, and she has that in there. The book's about that thick. But so on both sides, there was plenty of money, but we were left in the cold. We didn't get any of it on either side. But the land has been sold. Then some of it went for 50 cents an acre. Some of it went for, and Mama sold some land. My daddy gave her, or my granddaddy gave her land when she married. That was his wedding gift, a lot of land. She sold it, bought the, my daddy didn't have as much money as much as my mother had because she had a lot of land.